Tantor Audio presents Green Darkness by Anya Seton. Narrated by Heather Wilds. Preface. The theme of this book is reincarnation, an attempt to show the interplay, the law of cause and effect, good and evil among certain individual souls in two periods of English history. I happened to be raised to this doctrine in which both my parents believed. Mother was a theosophist long before I was born. Indeed, she had my horoscope cast when I was a month old. It did not turn out to be a very accurate forecast. As a child, I grew fascinated by the multitudinous volumes in our home treating of mysticism, occultism, astrology, and the like. In my teens, the study of comparative religion engrossed me. Nor has that interest ever waned. Reincarnation still seems to me the only logical explanation for life's iniquities, and half the world believes in some form of it today. However, for those who do not believe this theory, I would hope that Green Darkness may be read for the story and the historical reconstruction and the theme accepted as a sort of science fiction convention, like the time drugs, or indeed the intricate flashbacks used throughout the last 100 years by many eminent writers. Medfield Place and its 1968 inhabitants and friends is perforce fictional, though anyone who knows the countryside near the Cuckmere in East Sussex may be able to guess at the prototype. On the other hand, the Tudor portion, 1552 to 1559, is solidly rooted in historical fact. Anthony Brown, Viscount Montague, and Lady Magdalene Dacre are presented in whatever exact chronology I've been able to find during 3 years of research that included many months.